A wreath-laying ceremony to mark the centenary of the World War I and the 69th Remembrance Day has been held at the Christian Borg War Cemetery in Accra. The Vice President, Kwesi Misafa, laid the first wreath on behalf of the government and people of Ghana. Five other wreaths were laid on behalf of the veterans and all service personnel who have died in peacekeeping operations and the Commonwealth. The Vice President, Kwesi Misafa, signed the Remembrance Book and the Memorial Ark of the Christian Borg War Cemetery. We'll bring you more on this story shortly.
Now, in active service, they go out in defense of country and to preserve world peace. Some of them do not make it back to their families as they fall in battle. On November 11 each year, their fellow men and women in active service and those who have retired gather at cenotaphs in various countries to honor the great sacrifices of people in World War I and other conflicts globally. Ghana and the world community went silent for 2 minutes early in the day to observe this year's Remembrance Day to mark the end of the hostilities of world wars. Here is Rosemary Gazy with a write-up on Remembrance Day, also called Poppy Day.
In honor of their compatriots who died in the line of duty, Remembrance Day, also referred to as Poppy Day or Armistice Day, is one global event observed to highlight the sacrifices of members of the armed forces whose desire was to preserve world peace. Various literature on war history indicate that for the first time in 4 years of continuous war, precisely on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, the guns fell silent on the Western Front. Another significance of this day was the signing of the armistice between Germany on one hand and the alliance of Britain, France and Russia on the other. Records have it that the day was specifically dedicated by King George V of the United Kingdom on November 7, 1919 as a day of remembrance for members of the armed forces who were killed during World War I. The first official Armistice Day was subsequently held on the grounds of Buckingham Palace in the morning of November 11, 1919, and this has set the trend for a day of remembrance for decades. The red remembrance poppy, which has become a familiar emblem of Remembrance Day, has been traced to the poem In Flanders Fields, which was said to be written by a Canadian military doctor and artillery commander, Major John McCrae. It was in honor of a fellow Canadian artillery officer, Lieutenant Alexis Helmer, who was killed on May 2, 1915. Part of the poem In Flanders Fields reads, "We are the dead, short days ago. We lived, fell dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields." As Ghana observes yet another remembrance for her gallant men and women, the part Ghanaians could play is perhaps to pray for world peace. But until peace is attained, it is only proper to continue to observe the annual Poppy Day with the sounding of the last post. Followed by the period of silence and the sounding of rouse, often mistakenly referred to as reveille. This should give meaning to our forebears' ultimate sacrifice in world wars, the fight for independence, conflict in Ghana, and in peacekeeping operations worldwide. This is Rosemary Gazy in Accra.
Back to our earlier story, the Vice President, Kwesi Misafa, this morning signed the Remembrance Book at the Memorial Ark of the Christian Borg War Cemetery. We bring you the details.
Bring fallen heroes.
I now kindly invite His Royal Majesty
Nu Ukwe King Kadowuna VI, Paramount Chief of Osu Traditional Area and the President of Osu Traditional Council.
For all who have the responsibility to steer the affairs of our country
and for the development and promotion of all our activities. Lord, we also pray for the Ghana Armed Forces and all the security services. Pray for our service commanders, service chiefs. Lord, we pray for our men and women who are serving in the cause of peace in all parts of the world. Our fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, friends and dear ones. Lord, as they go out there, may you protect, guide, and direct their course and bring them back home safely when time is due. We pray for our continent, the continent of Africa. Lord, you know us and you made us. So grant us your peace. We pray that, Lord, the leaders of our continent will be united in focus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with all of us now and forevermore. Go in the peace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Excerpts of the Remembrance Day wreath-laying ceremony held this morning.
Well, some Ghanaians shared their views on the emblem of the Remembrance Day, the poppy, with Radio Ghana's Afanaye Adana.
In my mind, the poppy also shows the extent to which war never resolves issues of conflict, and that dialogue should be the way to go. Fortunately, in our global reality today, we continue to have many more of these wars. So it's very symbolic, and it's something that also captures in a very picturesque manner the development during the First World War.
But when you look at developments across the globe, we keep marking this day, but some people are arguing that we are equally heading towards another war, maybe a Third World War.
Certainly, I think it was one person who said the Third World War will be fought on 3 C's, commodities, computers, and currency. So to the extent that that war is going to be at the level
I know of this thing. Yesterday they brought some to us that it's about when the army will we then die. So it's yet for us to celebrate them, their day. So they brought some to us. I was using some, but even my own to allot it. So that's what I know about it. I can say about it. Poppy appeal.
I saw it yesterday, but I don't know what it's actually about. They said today that they'll be celebrating the... They'll be celebrating it, but I don't know actually.
I've been seeing it on the television news time. That's far normal. No, I don't know the significance of it.
This is my first time of seeing it, but I don't know anything about it. I don't have any idea about it.
I'm not sure I've seen it before. I don't know what it's about. I know about it. I know it's a poppy. It's used to raise funds to help veterans who went to the World War.
I saw it yesterday. I saw the teachers and the security men. They were having some. I don't know the importance.
I don't really know the reason why they are wearing it. Yes.
Some of the teachers have been putting it on, but we don't know the reason why.
Poppy, we used to collect money to support the needy. That's all that we were doing.
This is a poppy. It is meant for the veterans, to remember the veterans who went to war, those who died and those who are alive. And then on those days, in the former days, normally we sell it and collect some money, some tokens for them to help sisters. It's just that these days it doesn't come around. We hardly see it, and some of the children don't know much about it. Because things like this have... They have removed them from the syllabus. So teachers don't teach it as it used to be. But this year, we have seen a lot of it. We have some for the children in the school. And because of that, teachers are now explaining to them the essence of it or the importance of it. So I'm sure with time, children of today will also come to learn about it and know their veterans.
Well, for me, how they are treating them, I just don't like it. Because it's only when it's this much that they are recognized. They give them something small. Meanwhile, they are living, standard of living is very low. And then And out of sensitizing people about this, I don't think it's going to work, because most of the people don't know about it. And they even think like it's some fashion or something.
Now, those were views of some Ghanaians on the red poppy.